girls, I noticed the other day in our estate as I was driving out that there were balloons pinned to a door and there were big, big banners across the front of a home. And I began to wonder, what on earth are they all there for? I knew it was too early for the 12th of July, so I began to think about what on earth would be going on. And then I discovered there were twin girls just across the road from us, and it was their birthday. And in order to have their birthday celebrated, they had a birthday party, and they invited other boys and girls from the estate to come along to that birthday party. And of course, they all came in fancy dress. Now, I wonder if you were going to a party today, or maybe to the May Day outing, and you were going in fancy dress. Not that you have to now, don't say you have to do that, but if you were doing it, I wonder, boys and girls, how you would go. Who would you dress up like if you were going to fancy dress party? My, you're all filled with enthusiasm this morning. You just wouldn't go, would you not? Who would you go as? You'd go as... Oh, Snow White, yes. Well, I know I'm old, I do remember. Yes, Snow White. I was afraid some of the boys and girls would mention somebody I didn't know. Anybody else go as somebody else? A cowboy. Would you be the right man for going as a cowboy? That's for sure. Anybody else? No? Well, see, boys and girls, if you're going to a fancy dress parade, or you were going perhaps to a party, you maybe go as a pirate. I've seen boys and girls going as pirates, and I'm glad none of them had a parrot on their shoulder, at least not a real one. Some go as a clown, and there's no shortage of clown outfits in this land, I'm sure. And some people do go as cowboys. Never seen one yet bringing a horse, but I've seen cowboys with their holsters and their guns and all those things. But you know, boys and girls, no matter how you would go, and no matter who else you would try to be, it wouldn't be you. It wouldn't be you. You would only be trying to deceive the people that you're going to see. It's only a bit of fun. But you'd be trying to show to other people that you really are somebody else, whether you're a pirate or whether you're a clown or Snow White or whether you're a cowboy, you'd be somebody else. I was thinking about that and thinking of the number of times that we read of people in the Bible who, not for fun, but seriously, tried to deceive others by not being who they really were. I thought of Jacob trying to deceive his old father Isaac. You remember that time we read of in the Bible when he came dressed as Esau? He came with the covering of the skins of the young kid goats and the smell of the fields on him. And he deceived his father. He stole the blessing. But he was found out. He was found out. And then I thought about Joseph's brothers. You know the story about Joseph and his brothers and how that the father had given them this lovely coat of many colors and how that the brothers, they took him, put him in a pit. He was carried off. And they went back and they told their father that he'd been killed by a wild animal. And later on they were found out. Because one day Joseph revealed himself to them. And then I thought about the Gibeonites in Joshua's day. That's the group who came that heard what God had done through his people. They were very, very afraid. And there they came, the Gibeonites, and they came with their old clothes and they came with their old moldy bread and they came with their old wineskins and they deceived Joshua and the people because they said they came from far, far away and they discovered later on they lived just down the road and they were caught on. And then I went on to think of Achan, who tried to deceive Joshua, he tried to deceive God, he tried to deceive the people, he buried the Babylonian garment and the silver and gold in his tent, but he was found out. And that's the problem when we try to deceive. We're always found out. Even some people this morning are sitting in this church deceiving. You see, they're deceiving themselves because they're saying to themselves, well, you know, I'm not really a bad person at heart. And And they're only deceiving themselves because the Bible says that your heart and mind is deceitful and desperately wicked. The Bible says that we are sinners in God's sight and separated from Him because of our sin. And if we say today that we have no sin, the Bible says then we deceive who? Ourselves. Ourselves. Some will say today, well, I'm going to heaven, Pastor, when I die. But they're deceiving themselves. Because they do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And here's what he said about that in Matthew 7. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name cast out devils, in thy name done many wonderful works, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me. Deceiving themselves, even trying to deceive God, and they are found out. Boys and girls, listen. We've all grown up. Some of us are at the stage of growing up. Some of us might never grow up. But at least we're all at the stage in life where we're growing up, and there's always been a time in our lives when we long to be like somebody else. Sometimes that's been good because they were good role models. Sometimes it's been bad because they were bad role models. But what we need to do today is be ourselves. Be ourselves. And just look at ourselves and our own relationship with God. Can't deceive Him. No point in deceiving ourselves. If we're not saved this morning, why don't we come and ask the Lord Jesus Christ into our hearts, that our sins might be dealt with and that He might make us what He wants us to be. Now we can go on deceiving. But the fact is, like all the examples I've given you today, the problem is one day we'll be found out, because God knows everything about us. Be yourself today. If you're a sinner, come and trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, whether you're young or whether you're old. And if you're deceiving and you think you're going to heaven and living under a cloud or a false profession and you're not sure, well, make sure today so that you'll be sure of heaven and home. Don't deceive today, because you'll be found out.